for the kind of people, where do you go to find this sort of information?
Where do you get, well,
most powerful when it turns into fleshy meat. It's like Twitter.
Okay then, so if you could just tell them your name and what you do.
I'm Ben Walker, I'm a musician, songwriter, touring, social media dude.
So why are you here today?
I'm here today because...
And that could be private as well.
Like a wicked
that could be a private
I know Phil, he helped me out with some games and he is an assistant social media man. He asked me to come and play the Twitter song to show people the power of Twitter is so amazing.
So tell me about this Twitter song then.
The Twitter song was a song I wrote as part of a speed songwriting challenge last year. So I was looking for anything to write songs about, and this one was basically a bit of an in-joke with some friends who were all on Twitter, and we're all very...
We're on Twitter, and we're all
on Twitter, and we're stupid. So I just wrote a song about her. If you're not on Twitter, you don't exist.
Is it been a big hit?
It has been a big hit. It had about 300,000 views in the first few days, and then it's had about 400,000 now.
Oh, well, I look forward to hearing it then. I think that's all right. Any other questions, Jeff? No? Cool, thank you.
You're welcome.
Sorry, don't be silly.
So I just want to give you a little bit of a backstory. So to carry on quickly from that blog post in the session, and this is how things normally go at a tweet up. I will go over that in more detail. I'll also send more structure, and I'll gladly meet with you whenever you want, and we'll get this set up in your time, at your speed. But I wanted to get it across to you today because I think that's incredibly powerful.
Clearly, it serves our need with regard to the fire station, and that is like the mega race.
Yeah, well, we can meet upon Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, whenever you want to do that. We can get going, and I can break it down. Now, Ben was a guy I met through Twitter because he posted a link about it. Everybody's going, oh, go and watch this video, it's unofficial. As typical fashion as people do, whenever there's sort of like a new system or a new platform, people sort of swarm around it. And in his infinite wisdom, Ben came out, because he's such a creative, talented, autistic chap, he came out with this brilliant song called The Unofficial Twitter Song. Take it away, Ben.
Exactly true. You're no one if you're not on Twitter.
You're no one if you're not on Twitter. And if you're not there already, you've missed it. If you haven't been bookmarked, retweeted, and blogged, you might as well not have existed. You might as well not have existed. All about achievements, collecting all your trophies in a shrine. Then everybody came across the internet, and suddenly you had to be online. Homepage was all you really needed to seem like a success, but not a geek. As long as you updated semi-annually and checked your email once or twice a week. But now you're no one if you're not on Twitter. And if you're not there already, you've missed it. If you haven't been bookmarked, retweeted, and blogged, you might as well not have existed. You might as well not have existed. Technology was moving rather quickly. The next thing you needed was a blog with intimate and detailed press releases, and now and then a photo of your dog. Recently the students brought us Facebook, and everybody has 100 friends. The parties and the photos look amazing. They're not so great, but everyone pretends, because they're no one if they're not on Twitter. And if you're not there already, you missed it. If you haven't been bookmarked, retweeted, and blogged, you might as well not have existed. You might as well not have existed. Now we need to publish every movement and every single thought to cross our minds. I'm told the Twitterverse is full of rubbish, but most of us are really quite refined. We validate each other's insecurities. We brag about the gadgets that we've bought. We laugh out loud at every hint of jolliness and try to self-promote without being caught. Because we're no one if we're not on Twitter. And if you're not there already, you've missed it. If you haven't been bookmarked, retweeted and blogged, you might as well not have existed. You might as well not have existed.